I'm here at the World Social Forum, and I'm talking with Ruth of Global Women's Strike. I wonder if you could explain to us what Global Women's Strike stands for, maybe a little of its history.
Yes, the Global Women's Strike was born in the year 2000 as a result of a demand that was initiated by the women of Ireland, who said that if they did a national strike, they asked the International Wages for Housework campaign if we would globalize it. And so the Wages for Housework campaign took that on, being an international network.
The Wages for Housework campaign is an international network. Could you explain what the history of the Wages for Housework is?
Yes. We began in 1972. It was founded by Selma James, who many of your listeners might know. She worked on the book Sex, Race, and Class and the Power of Women and the Subversion of the Community, which are classics, that the work that women do in the home, on the land, and in the community is work, and that raising children is work, that caring work is work, and that it should be compensated, and that compensation should come from not money that should not go to military budgets. We're aware now that the military budget of the U.S. is $450 billion a year, and we all know that it's soaking up resources that should be going, you know, for health care, for education, for welfare, for housing, for all the things that people need to live decently, and that we're not getting that. And so women are demanding back the military budgets. And this may sound, you know, idealistic, but, you know, we really have contributed that money. Women do two-thirds of the world's work for 5% of the income. And so the military-industrial complex is really profiting and getting a lot from the work that women do that is unrecognized. We have won a major victory in the UN in 1995 in Beijing, that government should measure and value all unwaged work, which would, of course, include the work that men do that is unwaged. And so we have been moving in terms of getting time use studies and, you know, actual statistics on the time that women put into this work, which is mainly done by women, raising children and the caring work. But men are coming along, though. We're insisting that men invest in caring, not killing. That's our banner now. The Global Women's Strike, which is coordinated by the Wages for Housework campaign, demands that society invest in caring. And the money has to come out of these military budgets, which is training men to kill. There's a support group of men, Payday Men's Network, which supports the Global Women's Strike, and they have a really moving and helpful website called refusingtokill.net that documents the numbers of refuseniks around the world.
So refusingtokill.net is for the men's auxiliary of your organization, you might say, Refusing to Kill. How would people find out more about the Wages for Work or the Global Strike?
The Global Women's Strike has a very exciting website. It's www.globalwomenstrike.net. And the Men's Payday Network, which supports the strike, is www.refusingtokill.net.
It's wonderful how you've combined the idea of defunding the military with the idea of funding the pay for people who do caring work.
Yes, we feel that it's really a striking organizational concept, and in fact, others have recognized this, including Mumia Abu-Jamal, who recently gave a very strong supportive statement of the work that the Global Women's Strike is doing, and he ended his commentary with the Global Women's Strike banner, which is invest in caring, not killing. What a concept.
Well, thank you for talking with us. We'll hear more from you later, I'm sure.